The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Akron on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, James.
Hey, Joe.
I had a question about Curtis Cothran. He got off to a slow start last year, but seemed to come on as the season went on last year, and I just wondered what you thought of his improvement last year and any further improvement that you've seen either in the spring or in training camp.
Yeah, I think, you know, defensive football is a lot like baseball. You want to be strong up the middle. And I think if you look at Parker Cothran, Curtis Cothran, and Jason Zabinda, you know, we feel really good. And then if you continue that to Marcus Allen, you know, we love the, you know, the middle of our defense. So Curtis is a guy that, you know, was a 230-something pound defensive end when we got here that we transitioned into defensive tackle, and he's really embraced it. He's got tremendous length, strength, power, athleticism. We think he can be a playmaker in there at the defensive tackle position. We're excited to see what he's going to, you know, do this year. But we think the combination of him and Kevin Givens as a 1-2 punch inside, you know, we have a lot of confidence in those guys.
Thank you.
Your next question is from line of Gordon Jones, CFNPhilly.com.
James, speaking of guys like Curtis and several others, your roster has a pretty strong Delaware Valley flavor. I wonder, you know, in the larger scheme of thing, how important that was to you when you got the job to hit that area recruiting-wise, and what it was like to rekindle those relationships with people in an area where you had grown up.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously for us to be the type of team that we want to be and have the type of program that we want to have, you know, we have got to do a great job in the state of Pennsylvania. I think I made that pretty obvious, from the opening press conference taking the job. And, you know, obviously, you know, with my background growing up just outside of Philadelphia and knowing those areas and those conferences well, and a lot of my buddies, you know, from college at East Stroudsburg are all high school coaches kind of throughout the state and things like that. It helps. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about it when you can walk into a high school office and you got a relationship and, you know, you kind of understand, you know, those schools and their backgrounds and their strengths and their weaknesses and all those types of things. It helps. It really, really does. They have a familiarity with you. You have a familiarity with them, and there's trust there. So I think all those relationships and that those networks, you know, have been critical to, you know, what we've been able to do so far.
Great. Thank you.
Your next question is Frank Bodani, York Daily Record.
Hi, James.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, just real quick one. Is there any type of a set plan to get Tommy Stevens some reps this year, or is that not how you think about it? Is it Trace all the time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Trace is our starting quarterback, but, you know, we'd love to be able to get Tommy involved. But it's not like we have a plan that we're going to, you know, some people go into it and they say they're going to get, their backup quarterback a series, you know, in each game. And it's already kind of predetermined. It's going to be the third series of a game and things like that. You know, there's just too many factors and too many variables that go into that, you know, I've never been comfortable doing it that way. If you have the opportunity to get those guys in the game, then you want to do it. But it's not like, you know, we have a, you know, series in each game or a series in each half that we have assigned for him to get in.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Franklin, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I know you're taking on Terry Bowden this weekend. What's the last time you coached against a Bowden?
I guess it'd probably be back at my ACC time at the University of Maryland, you know, when Coach Bowden was there, you know, at Florida State, was probably. And then, you know, obviously we faced them 2 years ago, you know, in a similar type of game. And then, you know, the other thing is, I think when I was at Kansas State, we had, I think, Terry come in and speak at our clinic. So, you know, I got obviously some history with the family. But, yeah, that's my specific history.
And one last question. But Barkley, your running back, what do you like to see from him this year, you know, from last year?
Just to continue to grow and evolve. And we think he's got a chance to be a very, very special player, obviously. He's had a great off season. You know, it's really been tremendous in every aspect since he arrived on campus. And, you know, I don't see any reason why that won't continue. I think the thing that's really going to help him out is that, you know, our offensive line is in a much different position now than it was 3 years ago.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question.
Your final question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing?
Good time. Thanks for asking. Coach, I saw on Fox the other day that when you were asked, you said, and I'm paraphrasing here, the Big Ten is so strong that their conference champ needs to be in the playoff every year. Is that the closest we're going to get to you saying they got it wrong last year, not putting Penn State in?
I lost you there. You said the closest I'm going to get to saying what?
That the committee got it wrong and that Penn State should have been in the playoff.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, I'm never going to say that. I don't think that's ever going to be said. But yeah, I think, you know, looking back at it, I didn't want to say that at the time last year. Because I wanted our guys focused on the things that they could control. But, yeah, I think you could make a heck of an argument of why we should have been in, you know, the playoffs last year. I mean, we won the Big Ten, you know, championship, and we won our head-to-head battle. But, you know, again, that's in the past. It's not something that we can control. We've moved on. And at the time that that was happening, I wanted our guys to be focused and appreciative of the opportunities that we had in front of us. So, you know, you know, what we got to do is we got to work like crazy to make sure that we make a better argument, you know, this year and in years moving forward, that, you know, we put ourselves in a better position because we have a stronger argument.
Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.